Master, we have worked hard all night and have caught nothing, Peter says to Jesus. But then he adds, but at your command, I will lower the nets. And the result is an astonishing catch of fish. So the message is, when our night seems dark, our efforts seem unproductive, and everything seems very wrong, ask Jesus for help and allow ourselves to be surprised by what God might do. I find this message compelling as I survey the wreckage of the American hierarchy, and I wonder how to be hopeful about the upcoming bishops' meeting in Rome. You probably know that the presidents of the bishops' conferences from over 100 countries will meet in the Vatican from February 21 to 24 to talk about the sexual abuse, in the church. The meeting will focus on three main themes: responsibility, accountability, and transparency. The meeting may establish a task force to help bishops implement policies and procedures for dealing with cases of abuse in their areas. But you may remember that last November, the Vatican quashed the American bishops' plans for a response to the crisis. This means that the stakes of the February meeting have become very high. Unfortunately, though, Francis recently warned against what he called inflated expectations for this meeting. According to the Pope, the meeting will involve what he calls catechesis on the problem of abuse aimed at bishops who do not understand the issue, nor what they should do in response. The meeting, it seems, is aimed not at the American church, but at the bishops of the global South who still think the crisis is only a global North problem. In the traditional cultures of the global South, victims of abuse are very reluctant to report abuse to their local bishop or civil authorities. But the absence of accusation does not equal absence of abuse. Francis himself acknowledged recently that priests and even bishops in India, Africa, Latin America, and Italy had abused nuns sexually. Today's online New York Times reports a case in South India where a group of nuns have banded together in support of one of their sisters who has accused their bishop of raping her 13 times over several years. After 2 years of delays, the Vatican has removed the bishop from his position, and the police have arrested him. I find the Pope's encouragement that I lower my expectations discouraging, though I am grateful that he is acknowledging the universal reality of the problem. Victims in the global South may at last have some hope. But the problems of our own national church, the management structure without supervisors or supervisory authority, and insular self-understanding of the hierarchy may not receive the direct action required. And so, frankly, I find myself on the brink of discouragement in the dark night, and I question the productivity of my own efforts. Perhaps many of you feel the same way. If so, we are like Peter and his companions in today's gospel, having fished all night and caught nothing. At some point, we must follow Peter's example and ask Jesus to help to make our work productive in the face of these realities. But let's do a little more analysis first. Since the pontificate of John Paul II, Catholic writers who were shocked at the reality of modern culture and its attacks on traditional Catholicism have talked about creating a smaller but purer church. More recently, Ron Dreher authored a book called The Benedict Option, a strategy for Christians in a post-Christian nation. It too advocated that Christian people of faith create enclaves of faith far away from modern culture. Both these proposals assumed that the Catholic hierarchy would bind Catholic communities of faith together. What the Pope has just revealed to us is that the hierarchy of both the global North and the global South is so compromised and corrupt that you and I cannot have much hope in a worldwide managerial solution that cleans things up. So we must turn to Jesus. But with what thoughts about the future? The worldwide Catholic Church may be facing a dark age like the one following the fall of Rome in 476. Just as the Jewish people faced the dark age of slavery in Babylon beginning in 586 BC. In both cases, God brought his people home. In the Catholic case, the Church remained alive during the Dark Ages in small communities, including Benedictine monasteries, until the renewal of the Church in the Middle Ages. Perhaps our hope for the future is that particular parishes like ours will be, if not Benedictine monasteries, then at least Jesuit Ignatian communities that keep our Catholic faith alive until God renews the Church. Perhaps our mantra can be, Church happens here, because it certainly does. 7+ masses each Sunday, 600+ children in religious ed, baptisms and weddings galore, active listening and planning sessions about responding to this crisis, and enough projects, programs, and activities to keep this building busy all week. The parish's God's Abiding Love retreat that just concluded yesterday brought together 33 retreatants from 15 Catholic parishes, including our own, and 3 Protestant churches. These retreatants prayed daily and met with one of a dozen lay and Jesuit directors, of whom I was one. A third of these retreatants were young people. We all left yesterday morning filled with a renewed sense of God's love and active presence in our lives and in the world. Like the seraphim in our first reading, we are in just a few minutes going to sing, Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God of hosts. All the earth is filled with his glory. God is on his throne in our community gathered here, and in each of our hearts. That God is asking us in this Eucharist, whom shall I send? This local church depends on your and my continuing to answer that question, saying, I will go, we will go, send us, Lord. In the second reading, St. Paul reviews his life and concludes, I am what I am, and his grace to me has been effective. I encourage each one of us to say this morning as a congregation, we are what we are, and God's grace to us has been effective through us, for his people, for truth, justice, and compassion, for the building of his kingdom in this world.